Hey guys, welcome. This is Bill. I'm having a nice leisurely stroll right now outside in San Francisco. And I thought it would be a perfect time to make my podcast, so welcome. Well, on my current video I talked about my... Oh God, my stupid little thing with the eye injury and then falling and just messing up the rest of my body. But, and that was funny. I mean, now it's funny, then it wasn't funny. So there are so many injuries that flight attendants get on the road and on the plane. Tripping, falling, hitting their heads on the ceiling when the severe turbulence comes, you know, really critical injuries. So it's just like, well, what happens to the flight attendants when that happens? Well, of course they're taken off duty, and then the rest comes into insurance companies and whatnot. But when someone is out with a sickness or an injury, depending on the airline, you'll either be treated with care and compassion, or you will be treated like you have just cost the airline $1 million by being sick. I have a friend who flies for an airline in the United States that has a bad reputation. And he had a bleeding stomach ulcer, and he wound up in the emergency room in the intensive care unit, and he was there for 3 days. So when he got back, they went to have a fact-finding meeting, and they told him, well, you cost the airline a bunch of money. It's like you, how did they put it? You affected, anyway, they were being jerks. He goes, I was in the hospital. Yeah, but you still cost money. You know, showing a zero compassion. I am fortunate because with my airline, they gave me 4 years to recover and go back to work after I had my stroke. And so I'm so fortunate. But there's so many other that are not. See, what usually happens. A perfect example of my stroke is that people, friends that you've known for years, apparently disappear from your life completely. When I had my stroke, friends just dropped me like a hot fly. Hot fly? That makes no sense. But you know what I'm saying, right? Relatives, some that did the same thing, some that to this day still have not bothered to contact me and ask me, hey, are you still alive? Are you dead? None of that. And so that weighs heavily on the person because, you know, you have this circle of coworkers and friends. And, excuse me, and you go out on leave and it all goes away. I had people that I've been friends with for over 20 years, had Thanksgiving meals with them, Christmas spent over there at their houses, you know, birthdays and everything. Yet when I had my stroke, they all just quietly disappeared and dropped out of my life. Well, that's what it's like for a lot of folks. And when you go out and leave, the thing that you need to be aware of is that your income drops. And so you start living on credit cards, and then you're dealing with the insurance companies that their main concern is to make sure you don't get a penny. I recently spoke with a flight attendant who, she had a stroke after she gave birth. It turns out she had been overly medicated. And so she had a stroke. Her airline tried to fire her because of that. So she had to sue them to keep her job. Not all airlines are alike. Not all airlines treat you like you are a valued person. With, sadly to say, a lot of airlines, you are just a number. Look at the way they treat the passengers and think, if they treat the passengers like that, their bread and butter, then you know that they're treating with their employees the same way. So it's unfortunate. In fact, I have a friend now who, oh gosh, she's been out for a year, I guess. She was thrown up into the ceiling and had damaged into her vertebrae. And she was commenting about how all the people at work and stuff that she knew, once she went out, never bothered to call her, hey, are you alive? Are you not alive? Sorry if I sound out of breath. I just walked up 3 very steep San Francisco hills. I feel better now. But yeah, it's just something to be aware of if you're for flying. If you can, please put some stuff aside. 6 months worth of salary, they're great. But even a month's worth of salary, they get you. Because things that people do is that they suspend everything that they make. And then when there's an issue and they have to go out on medical leave, they have no recourse, resources to live off of. So that's just me. I was walking and I thought, well, I'll make the podcast. Let folks know what happens. And thank you for listening to my podcast. If you're not subscribed, just do so now. And don't forget to watch my videos on YouTube. Ask a flight attendant. That's me. And, all right. Ooh, now I'm going downhill. Okay, guys. Thank you for listening. And, hope you all is good. Bye-bye.